Welcome back, guys, to Not Just Us. This is Martha.
And this is Luz, so let's get started. Okay, so there were like two scenarios that I wanted to see your opinion on because I saw about them.
Okay.
This past week.
Okay.
And I want to know your opinion and everybody's opinion and see what they would do. But one of them was like, I think you were just asking me about it and it's been like all over the place.
Oh.
About would you ever go and explore the ocean?
Uh-huh.
And that could be either like a boat ride or a submarine ride. Would you ever do that?
No. Marcy always wanted to go on a cruise.
Or a cruise, yeah. Because, yeah, that's on a boat.
And I'm just like, it's like, I find the ocean, like, very beautiful. Yeah. But it's also very scary.
It's so scary.
And especially because just the thought that we haven't even been able to explore the whole ocean.
No.
Is what makes it even scarier for me. And when you go missing over, like, on water, there's nobody going to go look for you.
No.
FYI. I have my opinions about the submarine, but like me personally, I love the ocean. Like I love watching it, but if I'm going to ride a boat, anything, a submarine, that's like a definite, like, no.
Like, no.
Yeah. Like Mauricio would love to go on a cruise, but I'm too scared. Maybe I'll do it one day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it wouldn't be fair.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Remember when we went to New Jersey together and we went to New York and we rode
that ferry boat?
That ferry boat.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I was so scared. And
really?
That was my first time, I feel like, being like on a boat that I can remember.
Yeah.
And I think I was getting seasick.
Yeah, I think I felt it. Like once, maybe.
And I was getting seasick and I was like, I'm gonna sit down.
the same for me.
I got no sea legs.
Yeah, I think that was like my first ferry boat I was on, and then I got on another one and that one was a little rough. But I wasn't scared. But I don't think I would ever do like a water thing.
What
like
do you mean?
That. Like a long boat ride or like a submarine ride. Because mm-hmm. también, I don't know if you saw que around the same time que pasó the submarine, there was like a boat full of like refugees.
Refugees?
Or was it immigrants?
I don't know.
And there was like,
I know they were coming from, where were they coming from?
I was like, I have the thing. Okay. I saved it.
Because I was like, I know they were coming from somewhere. Because they were coming to get, you know, a better life, like how a lot of us come seeking for here. And then when I saw that, like, a whole bunch of them are still missing.
Yes.
It's so scary to me.
So it was carrying 750 refugees.
From where?
And they were from Syria, Egypt, Afghanistan, and Palestine.
Oh, my gosh.
And the thing is, there was... And that's the thing. It hasn't had a lot of, like, coverage. But there were, like, 70 bodies that were discovered so far. And 104 people were rescued. But there's still, like, 500 that are still missing or presumed dead.
See?
And it's, like, we don't even know if, like...
I don't know if you saw, too, that, like, the killer whales are also attacking, like, boats.
Yes.
No. I mean, no. I'm done.
Oh, no. No, yes. It's like, if that isn't a sign to, like, not be in the water.
Yeah.
I don't know what is.
It's like, I love the water, but I also respect it. So I'm just like, you have, like,
I'll keep my distance.
It's a love-hate relationship.
It's like, yes. Like, we ain't going too deep in there. Just.
It's a little toxic.
A little bit.
I'm just kidding. Toxica. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I wanted to see what your opinion was on the ocean.
Would you? So that was a no?
No, that was a no. I wouldn't.
No for you?
Nope.
And I feel like I am a very risk taker. It's hard for me to say, like, no. And just something about like being in the water just
freaks me.
Like, ask me if I want to go on a kayak. Was it? ¿Cómo se dice? Like those little boats when you were on the lake.
A kayak?
A kayak. I was going to say kayak.
You were close. You were there. Kayak? Yeah.
Like, I would be on a kayak fine. Like, on a lake. A lake.
Oh.
But ocean? No way.
No, have you seen those videos?
No.
Oh, my God.
On a lake?
No, 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 no. I think it's they're in the ocean.
The ocean?
Yes. Like, I think I saw a video.
When you... I've seen a videos of, like, how it looks when you're on, like, a little, like, surfboard or... whatever, like underneath, and that's why sharks attack, because it looks like a seal. And I was like, if I was a shark, I would attack it too.
Yeah, there's a video I saw, this guy in a kayak got attacked by a shark. Yeah. Like, he came out and like jumped.
He's like, huh?
Yes, there was actually también like there was like two people in one kayak, and a big whale se los comió, just went home.
He said,
they survived.
Oh.
They did. There's a happy ending. But, yeah, like, they weren't hurt or anything. But, yeah, he just went, boink. And it's like, you literally don't even know what's under there. I don't even know how to swim either. So, I'm like, I'm not risking it.
I'm not a very good swimmer either.
I'll keep, like, I'll just stay on the shore.
Like, I know enough to keep myself alive. But if I have to, like, somebody else, we're both
gone. Yeah. No. Yeah. I wanted to see what you thought about it.
I feel like...
It's a big no for us.
I've learned from Moana. But, you know, hopefully they do find the missing refugees.
Hopefully, yes.
And
because that's just a lot of people. It's just crazy.
Yeah, and for those who did pass away, like...
Condolences.
My condolences goes out to them. And for the people that are still missing, I hope that they find them because... That is pretty scary.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. And that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, they need to get more coverage on it. But the other thing I was going to ask your opinion on, this one's a little harder. And it was this. So at work, I'm able to, like, listen to podcasts while I'm working or, like, watch movies, you know, porque I just do a lot of, like, work yo sola,
yeah,
and I can like do work on my desk pretty much. And the other day, yo vi una movie, and I don't know if you ever heard of it or seen the trailer for it, but it's called, I think it's like Knock at the Door or Knock at the Cabin. Have you ever seen the trailer?
No.
For it? Okay, are you gonna? I don't know. I don't think you'll watch it, but let me just tell you the premise of the story. It was a really weird story.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert to all of those. If you wanted to see that movie, skip ahead. Skip
10 minutes.
Yes. I'm going to tell you what it's about. Okay. So it starts off by this gay couple que están like camping out in this cabin que rentaron like off like Airbnb, like the website.
Yeah.
So they're out in this cabin que rentaron, and they have a daughter, and está chiquita. Like, I want to say, cause she's like maybe in third grade,
mm-hmm.
And it starts off by like the little girl. She's outside, like grabbing grasshoppers or something, and her parents are like,
not the grasshoppers.
I know. They're, like, in the house, in the cabin, right? Yeah, she's in the front yard. And it's, like, this cabin has, like, a lot of land, like, un bosque. Like, you're in the middle of nowhere, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so she's, like, chilling there. And then out of nowhere, this dude, the guy that comes up to her is played by Batista. So this big dude, tatted up, comes, like, she sees him walking towards her. And está sola. And then she's just, like, and then he starts talking to her. He's, like... asking about who she is, and he's like, oh, I'm here to like be your friend, you know, sé qué más. And they're just like talking or whatever, and then like she sees que there's like three more people coming from like out of the woods. And so then she's like, I think like I need to go back inside. And then he's like, oh, well, we're gonna have to come inside with you. You need to tell your parents to let us come in, or else like we're gonna have to find our way in. So obviously, as a little girl, that freaks her out, right?
Yeah.
So ella se va corriendo to the house and she tells her parents, like, hey, like, there's people, like, in the woods. Like, we need to get inside. Like, let's get inside. So se meten los dos. And then, you know, like, at this point, like, they're not really believing her because she's a little girl. But then they're like, okay, like, ¿qué pasó? Cuéntame. So then, like, she tells them this dude's name because he gave her name. And then, like, as they're inside, they get a knock on the door. And then they're like,
so the guys didn't go in, right?
No, okay. He's at the door and he's knocking and he's like, hey, I'm this and this. The name kid, the little girl told him. And then he's like, I wanted to come and talk to you guys. There's like something important que I need to tell you or whatever. And then like they look through the people and then they're like, this dude is like huge. And they're not, the two dads, they're not like that big built, you know, they're like average size guy. And then they're like, this dude is huge. And then he's like, just tell him to nicely like leave us alone. And he's like, oh well, sorry, like, but we were in like waiting visitas, like, can you just leave us alone? He's like, I'm sorry, like, I can't do that, like, I need you to let me in, like, I need to, like, what I need to tell you in persona, like, I need to tell you in, like, face to face instead through like a door between us. And he's like, well, I'm sorry, but like, we aren't letting you in. So then, like, a fuerza, these four people get into their cabin. And it's, like, one's in the front, one's coming through the back door, one's through the side door, and then another one's from the other room. So then they eventually, like, fight these people, and one of them gets, like, knocked out on the floor. So then, obviously, su pareja, like, gets worried for him because he's, like, knocked out. And then one of the person is una señora. She's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm a nurse. Like, let me, you know. Let me in. And so lo amarran. No, she was already in.
Okay.
So los amarran and she's over here like wound, like taking care of his wound or whatever. And then he wakes up, you know. Pero a la niña no la tienen amarrada. Right. They're just like that. And there's four people, two guys and two girls. And then he's like, hey, they start introducing themselves, right? And como que they're doing this so then they can, like, get more connected or whatever. And they were like, the couple, as anybody would, be like, I'm sorry, but we're not trying to, like, join your guys' cult. Like, we are not trying to be none of that, like, you know. And so he's like, we have come here because all four of us have had a vision que the apocalypse is gonna happen. We've all had the same vision, they say. And the reason why we came here is because our vision brought us here to this cabin. And you guys as a family have to decide que one of you guys have to die to save all humanity. And so like them three have to come to agreement to kill one of them. And then they have to be the ones to do the act. Not the four. Like, por ejemplo, if it was you, Mauricio, and just
like,
Ellie.
So then one of us have to, like, decide, like, who's going
to
go?
No, you three, like, as a family, have to decide, like, who you guys are going to kill. Exactly. And then you guys would have to do it yourself. Do the act.
Yeah.
Yes. And then they're like, you're crazy. You know, like, as anybody would, you know? Yeah. And they're like, no, like, we don't believe you, blah, blah, blah. And then they start, like, killing the people that are, like, with them. There's four of them. So they start, they killed one dude. And then, like, they turn on the TV and like some plague happens and it's like affecting kids and then a lot of kids are dying. And then they're like, that's not real. Like, that's pre-recorded, no sé qué más. And then they're still like, no, we're not killing any of us. Like, we don't believe you guys. We're not, you know?
Yeah.
And then they kill otra muchacha and then like.
So every time they say no, they're like,
they kill off. Yes, and then something happens. And then cuando matan la muchacha, like, a big tsunami, like, pasa and kills, like, a ton of people. And they put the camera, like, the news on, and it shows on there. And then, like, nomás faltan dos. And then he's like, you guys, like, have to decide it. But then at this point, they have, like, a gun in their car. And so they tried to get their gun. And so, like, they get their gun. And then, like, he tries to pretty much take his family, like, away. But then, like, matan a one of them with the gun, pretty much, because she comes running at him. And so then what happens is 700 planes fall out of the sky. and kill like all these people. So then the other dad who got like hit on the head, like unconscious, he's like, I need you to believe me, but when the first guy que mataron, I saw like a light and I saw this guy. Like I saw a figure of this guy. And so then like he's like, no, like no te voy a creer. Like
he saw it in his mind?
No, like como que he saw it behind the guy. Como que he saw like
a light
and then like an outline of a guy. And so then he's like, it's okay, like you have to believe me, like pretty much saying like mátame a mí.
Yeah.
Like pretty much. And he's like, no, like hay que irnos, like let's get out. And they even said like if all four of them die, like then all humanity would die, like the apocalypse would happen and they would be the only ones alive and they would see like everything, what's going on, and then eventually they would die too because of everything. And so then at the end, the Batista kills himself and then everything starts burning. And I won't tell you what happens, but it got me thinking and I was like, what would you do if you were in that situation? Like, would you believe him? Because then like one of them went out and you could see like he saw a Gaviona plane that like literally fell out of the sky. Would you believe him? And would you make that decision?
I don't know.
Because then they were talking in between them and then they were like, what if this has been happening like all these years? Yeah. And
like somebody has to sacrifice himself.
Yeah. Y por eso no ha pasado. And then they kind of.
Like, why that family specifically?
They didn't say. They just said. And that's what they were saying at first. They were like, oh, is it because like we're a gay couple? Like you're just attacking us. And then they were like, we didn't know like who you were. Like we just saw like the vision que like, sent us all, here.
They all saw the same cabin and they knew they had to be there.
They all met up there. Yeah. Because that's who they were. But then it was weird because then they were starting to bring like the Bible into it because they were saying like the way that every single person was, it was like who the heck were they? They were like the four something of something, not the kings of, I don't know what the heck. I would have to go back and to see it. But the way that they were like each represented something.
The four horses or whatever.
Yes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yes. That. They were representing them. And that's why they were there, like, because trying to convince them to, like, save.
Yeah. Like, so if you guys ever read, like, Apocalypse in the Bible, like, it'll talk about, like, these four horses. Mm-hmm. I think it's four. I'm not too sure. But, like, one has, like, it'll bring the plague, and then the other one will bring.
So would you believe them?
I don't know.
And would you choose? Or would you just like let it happen? Because I feel like that'd be like one of the hardest things to do.
Would you?
I would.
Would you do it? Between you, Alan, and Milo?
I would have him kill me. I would have him kill me. I'd be like, just do it. Like, just kill me. Like, you and Milo would be fine. But you don't even
know if it's true or not about the apocalypse.
That's true. But if I saw everything going on.
Like after the first one dies?
Like after, yeah. Like after if I physically saw like a plane falling like, out of the sky.
I feel like if I would have seen the first person die and then something happens, I would have been like, oh, that's just a coincidence.
That's what they were saying.
But then if like the second person goes and then I see it like with my eyes, like the guy that saw the plane fall.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been like, oh, snap.
Yeah. I would just be like,
I volunteer
as tribute. You know, the que también, like, when I usually go to yoga on Wednesdays, and I go with my cuñada Ashley, and when we were, like, walking up, we were a little, like, it was already starting pretty much, and this guy came up to us, and he's like, oh, I had a question. Like, it was, some, I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if it was for a class or what it was for, but he's like, oh, like, are you guys married? And we're like, no. And then he's like, let's say you guys were married. He's like, and then the Grim Reaper comes and he's like, oh, like, you have to choose between yourself or your husband to kill. And, but you have to, like, you have pick to be one? The one to pick one or whatever. And then the other one would live, but you have to choose, like, who dies. Mm-hmm. He's like, would you pick yourself or would you pick your husband? Who would you pick?
Myself.
Yeah, so me and her. Well, it was funny because I was waiting for her to answer because her husband would be my brother. So ooh. I was like, you gonna live my brother's life? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ashley. Yeah.
Like, where you gonna pick?
Who are you gonna pick, huh?
But it was funny because she ella también dijo que ella misma, I know, she's so funny.
Ashley's so sweet. She's like that.
She's so funny. And so then she was like, me. And then I was like, oh, yeah, pues yo también, you know. And then he's like, okay. He's like, you guys are just like very, you guys are very generous women, dice. Because I guess like, he's like, le están ganando because I guess most women, I think he was just asking women, like,
they're picking their husbands.
He's like, you guys are like one of the first few que have said yourselves. He's like, es que you guys are generous people. He started speaking Spanish, and then I was like, oh. And then he left, and then I wanted to ask him more about, like, was this for like his class, or was Ashley was like, what if it was for like a podcast? Because he had like a mic, which I didn't even notice. And then, but he left, and then we had our yoga class we had to get to, and so it was just like, we never saw him after that. But
well, shout out to
that guy. We didn't even get his name. I don't even know who he is. Yeah, with the questions,
we're gonna hear Luce's voice and Ashley's voice somewhere.
Yep. And for real, if you I don't think he was recording like video recording, but I don't know, it was weird because I was just like, this movie is the same like thing as him. Wait, asking,
was it like just recent that you have seen the movie? Yes. And he asked you that?
Yes. So I was like, what is going on?
You're like, what's happening?
Yeah, I think it happened like the week before. And then I had seen the movie, and then I was like, what the heck? I was like, why is there so many like questions about pick who one. They would pick,
life or death?
Yeah, I don't know, I thought it was weird, so I wanted to know your opinion or what you would do.
I would pick myself.
Yeah. And you couldn't commit suicide, I guess. What? Like, Mauricio had to kill you.
Mauricio had to kill me?
I don't know. I thought it was weird. A I really weird. Poor Dobby.
I'll set it up and everything. He just has to pull a string.
Doink. Yeah. I don't know. It was a very interesting movie. Do you want to know the ending?
Sure.
So...
Spoiler alert.
Other than like the whole movie I just explained. Right.
I was like, girl, at least finish it off for me.
So the guy was like saying like, oh, I saw like a figure. Like to him, he thought it was like God or Jesus that he saw.
Yeah.
Is what he was implying. So he's like, mátame a mí, because like at this moment I'm explaining to you like who I saw or like what I saw. Mm-hmm. He's like, I am like in so much peace. Like, I'm in so much peace right now. He's like, so kill me now. Que estoy, like, I feel in this peace. Way. Que I'm in so much peace about it. Yeah. So then lo mató.
And then what happened?
And, oh no, and también le estaba diciendo, like, como que he saw a vision of them in the future. He's like, I see you with our daughter, and you guys are leaving her office, about to go get dinner, and you guys are both so happy. Aww. And he's like, so kill me right now. Okay, I'm like so in happy. Peace. Yeah. And you see, lo mato. And then everything stopped. Yep. That was the end. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
It didn't get really good reviews, but.
It didn't?
No. They got 67% in Rotten Tomatoes.
I feel like a lot of movies like that, people are really like into it.
Yeah.
Like, I loved Inception, and it's like. It's not like...
Inception's a good one.
Yeah, it's not like one of those that you have to like pick one. But it's like, it leaves you like in...
Yeah, like, suspense. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's one that will make you really think.
Oh, I freaking love that movie.
They didn't like it though?
Who?
People?
No, I don't think it got a lot of good reviews.
Oh.
I'm not too sure.
Let us know, you guys. Do you guys like Inception?
Like when I personally ask people, they're just like, no. Yeah. Huh. I'm like, why isn't anybody else like obsessed with this movie like I do?
It's
like
when good.
When we went to the store where we buy our like movies, like when I saw it, I was like, I have to get this.
Yeah.
And I got it.
It's good. I think I've seen it like two, three times. Just so then I could be like, okay, let me see this again.
Another movie that's like that too, that I really like for some reason, it's called Sucker Punch. I think that's what it's called.
I don't think I've seen it. But maybe I'll have to if you say it's kind of like that.
It's kind of like that. Like I remember the first time that I watched it, I was like, what is happening? And then I watched it again. I don't know. I really like it for some reason.
Hmm. I'll have to see if I can find it and watch it. But,
like, it's even hard to explain.
Yeah.
It's like one of those movies. Then you're like, what is this?
Maybe after you'll have to explain it to me. Nice. But that was our movie review.
That's our movie review. Welcome to the movie review.
I know. No, I just wanted to ask you about that movie. Let me know. I want to know everybody's opinion. What would you do? Would you believe them? Would you not believe them? Who would you sacrifice? Your significant other or your child, I guess. That's the options you had, or yourself. but we kind of wanted to, it's crazy because we're in
June, the end of June,
the end of June.
Yeah.
Like what?
I know when I was at work, I was like, I can't believe that like next week we're going to be in like July.
Yeah. Like and what?
And we're like already halfway through the year.
It's so crazy. Y yo también me quedé like shooketh because my, I have a cousin who is pregnant and she lives in California and she's due in September. And I'm like,
it, like that's like in 2 months.
That's like, yeah, like it's literally in 2 months. Like what?
I know.
I was like, I feel like she literally just told me that she was pregnant. Like what?
See, and my daughter's birthday is in July. So I'm just like, last weekend I was just I don't know what and I just looked at Eliana and I was like, oh my gosh, your birthday's next month.
Isn't that crazy?
And I was like, what is happening?
What is happening? Like it came so fast.
Yeah. And I honestly feel like ever since COVID, I don't know, like it felt like,
girl, I'm stuck in 2020.
Like, exactly. I was like, I feel like I'm haven't advanced. Like I feel like we're in 2021.
Yeah. Like apenitas. Like, everything is just, like, everything's going fast but slow at the same time.
And I'm like, I feel like, to me in my head, I'm like, I feel like it's just starting to get nice out, but we're in June.
Yes. Like, I don't know. I don't know if is anybody else feeling this way? Because I feel the same way.
And I feel like it's just because we put, like, a big old pause on everything. But, like, time kept going. Like, the only way that I can explain it, it's, like, Marvel. Like after the snap, like when the rest of the people come back, and they're like, we've only been gone for like 5 seconds, and then everybody's like, it's been 5 years.
Literally what it feels like. Oh my god, that's like. Perfectly, that's a great example, right? Yes, that's how it feels like. So it's crazy que we're like, let's do like a mid-year review, I guess,
a mid-recap. Like, are you still doing your, what do you call it? In the beginning of the year?
Resolutions?
Yeah. Are you still doing those?
Girl, I don't even know what I said. I don't remember. I think I remember one of them was, like, drawing more, painting more.
Have you?
Nope. I did 2 pages and then I was done.
How about reading? You said you wanted to do reading more.
Yes, I did do more reading. I've like finished 2 books that I've been reading, and I think I posted it on our stories when I did. And then I started doing another one. The only creative thing I can think of that I'm in the moment like doing or want to do is like, I want to decorate my desk at work. Like, I want to do, like, a little mood wall thingy. So, I'm working on that. I guess that's creative. I'm working on that, though. And I was thinking of, like, doing, like, a time lapse or, like, showing you guys when I did it and setting it up so you guys can see how it comes out. Because there's this coworker of mine que arregla su desk like super cute. Like she has really cute like things on the wall. Like, cause we get like a little half wall.
Yeah.
That you could like thumbtack things on it. And then she has so much cute stuff. So then I was like, goals. I want that. But I want just like a little wall that I guess I could change if I want to, but leave it for the most part. Mm-hmm. And like I had told one of my cousins that, and she bought me like these twinkle lights, and they're so cute. So I want to like actually finish my wall so I can add them on there. And
that's funny because so I was moved to a different position where I work,
mm-hmm.
and I have my own desk now.
Yeah,
and it's like a cubicle that has like this stuff where you can like tacky
the
wall. And I put, like, lights up.
That's what I have.
Like, I put, like, little twinkly lights up.
Cute.
And then I'm just trying to take, like, more Polaroid pictures. So then I'll just, like, attach it to,
Yeah. I've seen those.
Because they're, like, it's, like, a light that goes, like, around. But then also it has, like, the ones that are, like, hang down.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I put those, like, around. But I haven't put, like, batteries in it because I can't find, like, a small enough screwdriver to open.
Oh, no. Batteries go. If it's not the batteries, it's the screwdriver. Know, right?
No. I'll figure it out. It's not that big of a deal. I have light anyways.
Yeah.
I just like the aesthetic of how it looks.
Yeah. Oh, you'll have to take pictures so we can see. Yeah. And I mean, like, this is like the first job that I've actually had like a desk.
Same.
So it's like very exciting to want to
decorate
it and personalize it. Yeah.
I know. I'm just like, when I found out that I was going to have my own little desk, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get like this. I need to get that.
Yes.
All this stuff like that. Now I have like my own little section.
Mm-hmm. See, there you go. We're both creative.
But then I was just asked if I wanted to move to a different desk.
Oh, no.
Like, bruh. I was like, am I really going
to? You're going to actually be like those people from the movies where they have like a cardboard box and they put all their stuff in it. That's going to be you. Literally. I thought that was just a movie thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be you if you move your desk.
If I move my desk.
If you move your desk.
I was like, just to think about, it took me like forever to try to get those things hanged.
Yeah.
But maybe Casey will help me. Casey, if you're listening.
Maybe. I feel like she would.
She probably would.
How about you? Have you been working on
your
goals?
I did start working out. And then I don't remember if I put that for this year.
I think so. I think we both did. I'm slacking.
I did start working out and I'm being more consistent with it. And I feel like that's been like a big difference. And that's pretty much it. I did start some projects that I didn't finish, which I'm just glad that I'm making projects. Like, so if the people that are new listening, I like to crochet and
sometimes
I like to sew and some, like, I just don't really do it that much often, but I've just been trying to be more committed on trying to do it.
Yeah.
So I've started like a lot of projects.
Hey, at least you have them started.
Yeah. But like, I'm determined to try to get them finished. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just something that I've been trying to do.
Give yourself the timeline of end of the year.
Yeah.
Cause then you're already halfway and you at least started them.
Yeah. Like, I at least started doing something instead of just being like, oh, I want to make.
Yeah. Like, oh, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to start that. And then don't start it. But you already started it. That's like the first step.
I have the yarn.
That's like the first.
Started the project.
Hard step.
Yeah.
Is starting.
So once hopefully I finish one thing, I'll probably post it.
Yes.
Probably. I'm just kidding. I am being more determined. I don't know if you guys saw. I stepped out of my comfort zone and I made a video.
Oh, yes.
And
go check it out. It's on our Instagram.
Honestly, like, hard for me because I was trying to keep it a secret from everybody in the house, like me recording a video.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm just like, I don't know why, but I'm just like, what if my daughter sees me and she thinks like I'm weird? Or like, what if my husband sees me trying to make a video and he's like, what are you doing? Like, you know?
And my job.
And I don't know, like, can you imagine, like, this is how I am in person, like, in my house? Like, can you imagine me trying to record a video in public?
Yeah. Maybe we should do like a mini weekend vlog and record like what panicking. We do.
My heart's already beating.
Oh, no.
Just thinking about it right now.
Oh, no.
But I did, like, a while back, I did get, like, a little phone stand. I
oh, yes.
I showed loose because I was like, I don't have any excuse anymore.
I remember.
Nobody holding my phone.
Yeah.
I was like, I have one. So then I was like, oh, I'll make a little video about, you know, the flowers that we talked about last episode. Yes. And as I was, like, setting up my phone, right, my daughter comes up and she's like, what are you doing? And
oh.
I'm like, nothing. Honey, go away. Dun, 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 dun. I was like, nothing. I'm just going to do something really quick. And then she's like, can I go with you? I was like, no. Don't go with me. Go inside. Like, I kept trying to get her, like, things to do so she was, like, not yeah. around me. But she, like, sticked through, like, ¿cómo se dice? Like, she stuck by my side, basically. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, why don't you just hold it for me then? Like, and so she literally, like, recorded me the whole time.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, like, I was so, like, nervous. And then she even, like, asked me if I put it up. And she's like, where are you going to put it at? Are you gonna make a YouTube video?
Oh, my gosh. Mini yeah, manager.
Like, she literally kept me on check. Like, she, like, wanted to know if I posted it or not.
Yeah.
And, like, just for her to, like, record me was, like, a big, like, step out of my comfort zone. Just recording a video in general is, like, a big step out of my comfort zone. But, yeah. like, having her watch me, I'm, like, and she was holding the phone for me. And I'm just, like, oh, my God.
You weren't even, like, saying anything, though. And you weren't, like, doing, like, a big speech. You were just fixing your flowers.
Yeah, but I'm just, like, this is scary.
She did good.
She did good.
She should be producing all our videos
she
for
should.
Instagram.
She should. She should. And that was like one thing that I did. I told myself and I told Luce. So then that way I have somebody to hold me accountable.
Yes.
And then now you guys know. So you guys now can you hold guys me accountable know. If you want. Because I know that I said I was going to post other stuff and I don't. And it's not like I'm ignoring you guys or... It's not because I don't want to. It's just because I get so scared.
Yeah.
Like, one time I was showing one of my friends, like, some pictures for when my daughter was doing track. Mm-hmm. And then one of my videos had posted up because I recorded myself doing something that I was going to post for you guys. And I ended up not doing. And she saw it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, don't see it. And she's like, what? And I was like, oh, this is something that I was making for the podcast. And I didn't post it because I look so weird and, you know, I started making my complaints. And then she's like, why? Like, that's your natural self. Like, why not? And I'm like, because.
Because? Yeah.
Because my fear absolutely does not let me.
I think it's kind of hard because of, like, all social media standards and stuff. But yeah. I feel like we need more people showing their, like, true self.
Yeah.
On camera to like but break down like all those
too true.
Did you Photoshop it?
No.
Then it was true. It was your true self.
Like too true.
Or too, what is it too?
Like so
face tune?
Too true. Auto tune? No. Oy, that's for your voice.
Oh.
Like a filter?
Yes.
No, like I didn't. So I was gonna record myself doing something that I've been
like daily routine
and I had like a pimple on my cheek and I was like there's no way like
if that isn't more real
like a hot mess but it was like the morning I don't know I was like yeah. But this is how I actually look like in the morning
yeah and how probably like a lot of people look like in the morning as well
yeah
before they do their makeup and
it just didn't look
stuff.
Like a Neutrogena commercial so I was like that's
oh
I just want the best for the best for you.
Neutrogena, you heard her. Come out with your cameras and record her.
No, but that is something that I've been trying. I'm trying.
I think it's también with like, con el tiempo, like your goals kind of change. Because it's like, you can like finish what you're working on or like your priorities kind of change. Or, like, something else comes up that maybe keeps you from doing your goals or changing them.
Yeah, and I feel like that's why it's like important to do like a little recap, a little reset or like overview.
Yeah.
And just see like where you're going, like what are you trying to work on?
Yeah.
Like, are you doing the things that you told yourself you were gonna do? Like the episode that we were talking about, you know, respecting ourselves and,
oh, yeah,
you know, taking our words seriously. And I've, like, that episode really got me, you know, but I'm trying and it's take baby steps. And
yeah.
I feel definitely. Like that was one big baby step for me.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe one day
here's we'll two become more.
Bloggers.
Y'all can see us on natural. The big screen. No, I feel like in the beginning we might be a little awkward, like,
bye.
That was bye. It. Thanks for coming for our video.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. This is great.
This is great. But yeah, I think it, I mean, one thing I've been doing is like being out more, like especially during the week. Because you remember how, Tamien, in a past episode, we were talking about how not to wait for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually really learned how to do that. Because now, like, I think I mentioned it before, like, I do yoga. And I do yoga on Wednesdays in the middle of the week. Every day. Every week, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And my cuñada, ella también, she, like, likes to do things during the week. So she's been very, like, helpful in that. Because she'd be like, oh, should we go do this? Like, oh, look what they have going on. And
yeah.
I'm one of those people que a veces, like, even if I don't feel like it, I feel bad people asking me and then I'll just go even though I don't want to. But then when I'm there, I'm just like, okay, yeah. I'm glad I did this because I enjoyed it and it made me feel good.
Yeah.
You know? So I've been doing that a lot and I really That's have awesome. Been enjoying it. And being out more too. Like, we went to the lake the past weekend.
Yeah, we did.
And that was fun. And I feel like I hadn't gone to the lake in a while, so.
And it wasn't like it was, like, pre-planned either. It was just, like.
No, I feel like that was the most relaxed day that I've gone to the lake than before.
Because we weren't like, oh, we have to wake up early and we have to get there.
Yes, usually that's how it is. Yeah, and this time it was just, like. We'll like just get there.
I told Luce, I was like, we're just gonna wake up and like slowly get ready, mm-hmm. and then when we get there, we'll get there. Like,
yeah.
And so like, we finally no got there, and it was pretty like relaxing.
Yeah. And so that was really nice too, especially because the nice weather is here.
Yeah.
I really like to enjoy it all.
Like, take advantage of it, because next thing you know,
it'll be. It's the way that time is running now, it'll be here in no time, all that cold weather.
Tell me about it.
Like, seriously. And I don't remember what other thing I was working on. But I feel like one thing I am still trying to do is doing the workout. Because with this job, I don't do a lot of movement than I did before. So it's definitely different. And
a lot of back pain.
Yeah, because you're sitting down like all the time,
mm-hmm.
and so I want to do that more. Like, I still do walk. Like, I walk Milo like every day after I get out of work, but I feel like I need more than that.
I need more.
Yeah. I just feel like it's just like a time thing. I feel like I just need to figure out a schedule more, because. Like, I wake up so early and then go to work and then I get home and then I still have to walk Milo and then do dinner. And then a veces I go to yoga. So then I go to yoga and then I come home and go to dinner. And then, like, after dinner, go walk Milo. And then by the time I know, I'm already in bed. Yeah. Like, literally, like, yo, by 10, I'm, like, honestly, asleep. I'm so tired.
I know. What I started to do was.
So I'm like, am I have to be one of those, like, 4 a.m. people? Like.
You know that I've seen a lot of people do, like, wake up in the morning like 4 a.m.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
They said that they love it.
It's crazy though.
And I just don't know if I'm capable.
I don't think I am.
I think you would have to go to bed like at 7.
Like at 7 p.m. Like, what? I'd get home and be like, all right, bye.
All right, bye. Good night. Have a good.
Yeah. Good to see you. Bye.
Yeah.
Like, no, that would be so hard. Imagine.
I know. I can't.
No,
maybe
I can't.
Like 5 is good.
Yeah, five is good.
Five is good. Honestly, what's been working for me, because I have been working out, is that I go, like, straight after work. So, like, after work, I get my kids, and then I come home, I change, and then off we go. Because where I go, there's, like, a little daycare. So then they, like, play a little bit, which is kind of nice, because I feel like that's kind of distresses them, too. Yeah. They have, like, activities and
keeps them busy.
Yeah. Instead of just, like, just sitting there watching me work out.
Yeah.
Like, it actually gives them something to do.
Or just being home and...
Yeah. And just watching TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And that's something that also I've been working on, too, is not being on the phone. Not being on the TV so much.
Yeah.
Like, me and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be more outdoorsy people.
Yeah.
It's hard, though.
It is.
But, have you guys stick to what you guys told yourself to do?
Yeah, let us know. I want to know. Because I kind of did forget what mine were, but I think I hit the main ones, like being creative, exercising, I think was one of them. I don't know if drinking water was one, or if that was the year before.
I think that was the year before.
Right?
Okay. But I think we put it on our list because we didn't do it last year.
I do drink a lot of water because at work it's really nice because I have like a area with water that can fill up really quick. I'm also not drinking coffee anymore that often.
This isn't loose. We can no longer be friends.
Sorry. No, I'm just kidding. I still need a coffee here and there. Like, girl. Like, una vez, it was just, like, me and somebody else working, and I'm like, yep, that's one of those days. I need a cup of coffee. Gosh. And I did. I had to.
Honestly, same. Like, usually in the mornings, I'll drink, like, two, and then another cup in the afternoon. And lately, I've only been drinking, like, one a day.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, like, because I'm getting older. I'm old.
Do you think it's because of that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we would drink more if we were getting older. That's, I don't know. It's true. Just, I have like a lot of kidney issues, and then my mom's going through like a lot of kidney issues, and I've decided that like my health is a priority.
Yeah. And I was gonna say, is it making you like be conscious, I guess?
Yeah, it's like making me be really conscious of my kidneys, because my mom's going through like dialysis for her kidneys, and like that was just a big eye-opener.
Yeah, that's hard,
because you know I would give her one of mine, but I'm like, mine don't even work that well, girl. Like, do you even want, like, do you, is that what you want? And like I just think about like no other woman's gonna take better care of my kids than me.
Yeah.
And unless, you know.
Yeah.
But that's just, I guess, something that I have been thinking about this year.
Yeah.
Especially now that I'm getting older, because this is like around the time that my mom started having her issues too. So it's just, I'm being more aware of it. And
more
I'm just
healthy.
Like, yeah. And I'm just like, well, if I drink like two cups of coffee in the morning, I'm not going to have a soda in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like cutting.
Yeah. I'm not doing
instead cold of turkey. Like cold turkey. Yeah.
I'm not doing cold turkey because I've done that before. And let me tell you, once I have like one sip, I like binge. And I told myself like, oh, if I'm like craving it, I'll have like one.
Or yeah, because it's better to do how you're doing it. Or, like, being like, okay, si me voy a tomar un café, like, I'm going to drink X amount of water to, like, substitute
but
or whatever.
The thing is I haven't really been drinking water still. Like, I'm cutting back on, like, the coffee drinking or, like, the caffeine. But I haven't really been drinking water. I don't know. It's just so hard for me, I feel like.
Yeah.
But
what do you drink?
We'll get there.
Anything else other than water, like juice.
Yeah.
Do like those water flavoring.
I've seen those.
You could try that.
Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll try to figure it out.
Yes. Give us your tips and tricks if you have any.
If you guys want to give us some tips and tricks on how to drink more water. But yeah, I think that's it that I've been working on. I hope you guys are really proud of me that I finally posted.
Yes. Go check it out.
A semi-good video.
It's really good. It was a good one. I liked it.
Even Instagram edited it for me.
Yeah, it was really good.
Because I didn't know that, like, now that when you click on different pictures, like, Instagram will, like, put it together for you. That's what it did for me. I literally just clicked it, and then it made its own little video, and then I just, like, sped up a part of it because I felt like it was going too slow.
Yeah.
And then other than that, I didn't do anything. So, shout out to Instagram.
Oh. Shout out.
If you want to sponsor us.
Yes. Go check us out. We're on Instagram and we're also on Facebook, yeah, where we post all of our updates and whatnot. Yeah. We want to know if your goals have changed or if you're still working on yours and how that's going. We definitely want to hear from you guys.
I guess you can take this episode as like a check-in.
Check-in, yeah.
To see how you're doing. Mm-hmm. And we're holding you accountable as well.
Definitely.
So if you want us to share like how you've been doing so far, let us know. We will like to hear it.
We will. And we will catch you guys on the next one. Bye. Bye.